welcome to Wales, but unfortunately some rather traditional Welsh weather. A bit frustrating for yourself and the team.
Yeah, obviously disappointing. I mean, I was really looking forward to getting on the park and playing my first game for Glamorgan. And yeah, I mean, it's exciting times. I'm here for a short little stint, but trying to hopefully make a little impact towards the team in getting to the quarters and semis.
Now, it's five games now. Who made the initial approach on the Glamorgan point of view? Because you must have known one or two of the guys here, I guess.
Yeah, there's a few South Africans coming over here. But no, it was all happened in the last three or four days. It happened pretty quickly. So there was a lot of emails flying around back and forth. And between my manager and a few guys here, we put together a deal in the last, like I said, three or four days. So it's been pretty quick. And I'm really thankful to obviously being here as well. Obviously, everyone's sort of settled in and going into the back end of the tournament of the season, but still willing to sort of get me over here. So, looking forward to the opportunity and just want to obviously put in some big performances for the team. I mean, that's ultimately what I want to do.
Any other guys that you've known particularly well on the Glamorgan staff? Or?
No, to be honest, all of them are pretty new to me. I mean, obviously know all the South African guys, and most of the guys I haven't really sort of played against as well, so it's all pretty new.
And of course, you do have some memories of playing in Cardiff, both this year as part of the South African team and from T20 Finals Day here a few years back.
Yeah, there's a few good memories here as I look over the field, and that Finals Day was one of the special times of my career, to be honest. And I mean, obviously played a couple international games here, and always a good atmosphere, nice ground, good facilities. So I really enjoy it. Yeah, it's good fun.
I think you smashed one or two into the river when you were playing for Yorkshire here.
I did, into the River Taff. The River Taff? So it's that's hopefully what I can do the next couple of games, is lose a few balls here in Glamorgan. So yeah, we'll see.
How difficult is it for you as a travelling cricketer around the world, playing a few games here and there? You must have to get used to settling in very quickly.
It is quite, you sort of crack, you've got to crack on, you've got to make no excuses, because ultimately, I mean, I arrived yesterday, I feel pretty fresh, but you know, that's ultimately what you got to do. I mean, this is my career, I've got to try and make the most of it as much as I can, and wherever I do play, conditions wise, opportunity wise, I just want to try and make an impact wherever I can. So that's my motto, and I just want to obviously contribute wherever I can as well, and we'll see how it goes. But it is obviously, you got to assess and try and do what you can do best for the team.
And this is a stop for you on the way to the Caribbean, I gather?
No, I'm actually not going to the Caribbean.
Oh, sorry.
I've actually been selected for the South African A side, so with the 4-day games. So that was sort of in between the Caribbean, and that's ultimately why I'm not going. It was a bit too disruptive with only playing two games in the beginning and then two games at the back end. So they said, look, we'd rather get a replacement, and you know, that's understandably what's happened. So I'm representing South African A side in the middle of August, so I've got to go back for that. That's why I'm also here for only 2 weeks.
Well, good luck with that. Here, I guess you'll be looking forward to batting alongside the likes of Colin Ingram and Jack Rudolph. Colin, in particular, has been tearing it up this year.
He has been. I've been following the guys, and yeah, he's been done exceptionally well with the white ball and all formats. But he's a seriously good player, and I'm looking forward to playing alongside him again. I played early on in my career alongside him for South Africa against him a few times, and it's good vibes so far.
And in terms of hitting, would you look to match him or better him, do you think?
Hopefully better him. He does hit a few long balls, but I think I got him covered.
If it's in the arc, it's out the park.
That's right, you know it, eh?
What about Bristol on Tuesday? Is that a ground you've played at before or not?
No, actually, we stayed there when we played against England in Somerset. So I've only been there once. I've never even seen the ground before, so yeah, I'm gonna have to just obviously assess once I get there, see what happens there. Hopefully we can get a game as well and get one up.
Let's hope so, because the rain isn't doing Glamorgan any favours, I guess, at the moment, with three out of four at home rained off.
It's something that we always say, out of our control. So you know, if we get a go and we get on the park, we're gonna try and make an impact and try and take teams aside, but obviously we can't do much with the rain, and that's just the part of cricket.
Well, enjoy your brief time in Wales.
Thanks very much.